Okay, so we're holding some Tav Resh Mem Tes. We did Sif Hei. We're holding the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Dalet. Okay. And he was dealing with over here the issue of Gezel, taking something without Rishus. I think that's where we're at. So we said there's an assumption of Nichlel Inish, the Mebbin Mitzvah Mamone, Vahabi Kishol. When I take something without permission, even though Shol Shlomidas is considered a gazlan, but if I, when it comes to a mitzvah, we assume the person wants me to do the mitzvah, and therefore it's a mutter. So he says, for all 7 days, it's going to be yasser. And so we're in, so Katan Lamed Dalet, we were about 4 lines in, we're holding by the brackets, and we tam zeh. So if it's Reuven's esther, because Shimon's borrowing it.
Excuse me.
So it comes along, Levi says, I need an esther. So your job is to give it back. Your job is to give it back to you. Took it to Shlomo Bishus, put it back to Reuven's place. The Levi wants to take it afterwards. That's his business. But you shouldn't be the one who's taking it and giving it to Levi, because then maybe the Reuven is masking. We can assume he's masking for a mitzvah purpose. That he wants you to take it, and then he wants you to give it back, because he feels confident he got it back. Then Levi is a separate transaction between him and Levi. But if you start giving it to Levi, and Levi gives it to that end, who says it's going to get back to him? So he's not going to feel comfortable if you start giving it to other people. So you can't pass it on to somebody else. Now, if he gave you Rishus to do that, that's a different story. But over here, this is all assumptions that he's okay with it. You can't assume that. Maybe he's makbel on that. Vine label simon yudalit, shikhosav. The b'chol gavni roi lizor kishabolov e'imoy shi'ishalenu. If the person's there, you should ask him. This chazaka, the nichel elinish lebe mitzumari. It's a halachic assumption. You don't rely on halachic assumptions if you can clarify. If you know that he's not masking, then you can't take it. So besides the gezel element, you're not going to be able to anyway. So end the conversation. Okay. I feel ain't ball of imoy. Even when the person is not there and you're taking without his permission, the heter is only allowed you to use it in that place. You can't take it somewhere else. If the person stores his esther in the house, you can't take it to the shul. You can use it in his house, or vice versa. So you can use it there in that place and put it back in its place. That's what your heter is. Okay. Then it says the Ramah said that chaser is kosher after the first day. The Kuliyama, Lamed Hey, the Yomrishim, the Rice of Gvulin, Shayomim, the Rabbanon, Zecha, the Mikdash, after the first day, it's all in the Rabbanon's. Ikra, Halakicha, therefore, like this. The items which are the defining element of what the item is, Ganabaminim, Shabalulu, Balakicha, Chol Echad, Vechod, Vifne Atzmoy, you have to use the 4 minim, each person has to take their own. Veloshitol Echad, Bishokulam, I can't be much to you. Takun gam b'shar yomi ke'en derai. So the Chazal, when they instituted their rabbanon, they made it apply of all 7 days. Aval b'chaser loy takun, they weren't masakin. This the psul of chaser, which is only a problem on the first day, it's only a problem on the raisa, which is 1 day. Chazal did not extend it for the other days. And b'chein b'shol. It says Lakatim Lachem. So the first day there's a pasuk Lakatim Lachem. Chazal, when they were masaking it the second day, didn't require Lachem. Now, the worm Shisama Mishum Sheino Hadr, but let's say items, the issue is it's not a defining element in the Lakicha. On the other hand, it's not a side element totally. It's the Inyan of Hadr, which is a defining element in the mitzvah of Bishabi Mahudr, Priyat Sador. So that ma'ak of all 7 days or not. So yesh deyes b'poiskim. That's Rambam v'siyatu l'hakshir, k'me b'chaser. The Rambam holds that hadr is only a psul on the first day. So anything which is the problem is it's not as beautiful as it's supposed to be, even if that'll pass on the first day, that only applies to the first day. But that's a rosh. B'siyatu l'hach b'mezeh the bina hodu l'chol shi b'yomim b'shem hitar mitzvah. B'sasam r'mo l'kamei b'zeh k'vosayu. And r'mo mentions like the rosh. So in the case we have the problem of yovesh or menumer, the r'mo says those are going to be problematic in all seven days. Now, what about nitl pit masoi? So, Ayin Le'il, Siman Tav Shem Chesiv Zayin. Ayin B'Mogad Avram, that he says like this, Shehevi, the Yesh person, should serve him the nitl of a pit. The problem is not because of chaser, but rather the problem is humishum hotter. Well, the problem is chaser, it's kosher after the first day. The problem is harder, it's more like this Ramam and the Rosh. And the Ramah passes like the Rosh.
What's the Rosh say about
harder? Harder is all 7 days.
What's the Rambam say about
harder? Only the first day. But who mitzadah gam can't give a sayo? And the Magan of Ram is machria like these paiskim. So all 7 days, if the pitma is knocked off, you're going to have a problem. Even though the Ramah was said it's okay, the Shabur is saying, once you tell me that the problem is because of Hadar, you should be machmer all 7 days. Now, we come back, imi yafshalim say acher, yesh lismach al mekilim. But if you cannot find another esrig, which was not nitl hapitma, so you really have two tzadim of heter over here. Right? We're not sure if nitl hapitma is a problem of chaser, which is kosher after the first day, or Hadar. And even if it's a psul of hadar, we have a machloekus because the hadar applies all 7 days. So we have two tzadim, the kula. The malavach, Rav Pesim Sermon Kerama. The first and most Pesim hold at the Rama that hadar is only 1 day. The av oizen shapsulim mishum hadar, kosher b'shayami. So even if you tell me the problem is not a kosher, it's a hadar problem, right there we could argue that it's only for 1 day. So this is Eliyahu Rabba. The Mishabur understands that he says that you can make a bracha because he sees the Rambam as the Rav Poskim. Some people are hesitant to allow you to make a bracha. Okay, so we had a discussion before how much of the pit was missing to be called nitl pit masa. So if you have that, right, it's not a vada called nitl pit masa. We said if it's taken off the whole thing, all the way sticking into the asterisk, it's nitl pit masa. We cut it off on level with the end of the asterisk, so that's one sheet. If it's some of the wood is sticking up, it's another sheet. If all the wood is just mamash, the shoshant on top is removed, that he seems to have really that was kosher. So if you have all the tzadim over here, you don't have someone says vadai going to be nitl pit masay, and even if it is, we have the Rambam, and even if we tell me and besides that, maybe the psul because of chas is also in 1 day. If somebody taught him, so that's b'vada yuchel l'vorach b'shayyami. So then he will allow you to make a bracha. So now, the Ramah says like this. In a case where achborim, so nekev he said is kosher because nekev is going to be a problem of chaser. But if I have a esrog which is sholem, but the achborim puts a bit into it, so the whole thing becomes mias. So it's mias, you can't use it. But if you can cut off that piece, you can cut off the piece. I'll be a chaser. Chaser is kosher. So now, then he said that. So let's say the same argument in the case where there was part of the esrog had dried out. Cut off that piece. That doesn't help. Because it's already possible. Seems like this. Mias is not really a psul ba'etzem. It's just not a cover for the mitzvah. So ba'etzem esrog is still kosher. So then I can cut some of it off. Esrog is right to kosher. But esrog which is already was possible because of yovish dried out. You can't make a kosher by cutting off the pieces which are dry. So that's what he's going to say over here. Batsim, really, this is the only problem here is chaser, and chaser is kosher. But on the other hand, over here, it's like it's an improper type of thing to use. It's because it's repulsive, so it's not proper to use a repulsive item for a mitzvah. So once you remove that kosher, the case was started out being posel. It was yovesh or it was manumer. So that's already a problem. So then cutting it out won't be matter. To fix it afterwards will not help you. And that's what the Rambam said. Hold, psul lamed ches. I'm a grocer. Is that a learner? Fimash a pasuk of mechaber liel. Besimat haber shem ches of yudal. Dim also bechazos is hashum a number bekilfoy. He said before. Mishra over there told you to look over here. That so the Rambam says this idea once it's pasul it can become kosher. So we see from the mechaber not like that. Mechaber said you had chazos on the esrig, or you had manumer. And it was only skin deep. You remove the outermost layer, like a waxy layer. The color of the esrog is still there. The white flesh beneath that is still there for sure. It's everything is intact. Just the waxy layer on top, doesn't have the shine anymore. Lach is it's kosher. So in Cain, in Chaz the Mar esrog is kosher. Muchat the Pala goes that it came from Psul. And once it's possible, it doesn't help removing it. No, it does help. So you see that we don't say like that. Came and started. Hamar Mordechai ben Maskenosa Ayn Shom. Bal came and started. Hamar Mordechai. The Yesh Ladin Lahakul Bechshachotach Yibeshes Animrich B'Shayami. So if we're saying the Mechaber is arguing on the Rambam, so let's take that idea and apply it to the case where it's Yavesh, and you cut off the Yavesh, or it's Manumer. You remove the Nimur. So according to this, it should be Mutter. The sosam hamachaber kadasa ramam siyata the chol psulim mishum numen. So once you talk about the pull, it's because the moment the kalab is a gam bein shab psulim mishum chaser mishum hazer kasher biyam tosheni. Whether the psul is chaser or hazer, according to the ramam, is kasher the next day. The kolub is af yavish and manumer. The time of mishum hodr. According to the Rambam, yavish and manumer betzim is kosher the next day. So we have an argument that betzim is kosher. Af polechot, even if you didn't remove it, a kaponim ain lono lahakmer b'shachotah. So when you did remove it, why should it be machmer? Welcome to Chai. Kabbalah yesh lismuk azeh bayin mashik sabdul lekamei binyan chazosis.
Why is it kosher the next day? Are you spending?
The psul is yavish or manumer, which is the psul of hodr.
Right.
According to the Rambam, the hutter is only one day.
Right.
See, here we have a mechaber which holds cutting it off makes it kosher again. Mm-hmm. You have a remor which is arguing saying no, it doesn't. But on the other hand, we're not even sure that it's possible.
Right.
After the first day, because
maybe
hutter
is just one day.
Maybe it's how long is one day. So we invite to have these two arguments. He says, you're not mechiv de machmer. So there he says that's tomorrow Mordechai. You can be makel when you cut it off. So makom atchak, you can be samech on that. Then the next thing which he said over here was: is the person is lachachil allowed to make a tanai on the esrig that he wants to maintain his usage rights over the esrig, and therefore the esrig does not become muksel mitzvah. So and I'm allowed to use the esrig. So the first day I'm using it, I cannot do that. But that shouldn't revert automatically from day one to day two. That's considered the muksel machlas mitzvah is designated for mitzvah purposes. I can say explicitly the whole benesh moshes, I'm maintaining the rights to use this esrig. I never gave up rights to use this esrig for the whole benesh moshes. And Mela, that tonight says you're holding on to your own personal usage. It never came designated for a mitzvah purpose, which is what muksel mitzvah means. Hasil esrig hanaber yanta kana benesh moshes. You say before benesh moshes. So you say that he only used it for the first day. He makes it tonight that. Then you can't make it not designated for the first day, Because once it's an esrog going into the first day, and you're planning to use it as an esrog, you can't say, well, no, it's not an esrog. I'm not designated for that purpose. You are. And since that was what you planned to do with the beginning of beginning, remains as such the rest of the day. The whole day becomes designated for that purpose. The chaser possibly. You couldn't use it for something else and then use it for the asterisk, because what we use it for eating, it says chaser. And chaser is possible the first day. So by definition, if it's being used for mitzvah purpose, it means you're not using it for anything else. So the best you can do is maintain your rights for it on the second day. And you do that by saying that the whole benishmosh is of day one going to day two. I'm not refraining from any rights to use this asterisk. So you do not designate it for mitzvah. So then, what you do the next day is, now you can take it and bite into it. Then it's, oh, this is a chaser. Then use it for mitzvah. Because chaser is kasher on the second day. If you do not make it tonight, you can't eat it. Since it's designated the first day, it remains designated the rest of Sukkot, and it becomes usher to eat. It's an usher to eat it. And not just that you can't use it for the mitzvah afterwards, but you cannot eat it. It's designated for mitzvah purposes. It's muksah. You designate it out of your mind. Even on chol, for mitzvah purposes, it's usher to be usher to use it. Let's say you designated this Ezra the Chachil, you had no intention of using it for the first day, your whole goal was to use it for the second day. So going into the second day, you could eat beforehand without making any specific tanai. You can eat it going to the second day, and then when you come the second day, you'll have an esrog. Well, it's part of the esrog is eaten. Okay, well, no problem, as long as the shear of an esrog is still there. What's designated is the necessary amount is designated, not more than that. Some say that even if you just designate it for the second day, but the first day comes along, it designates everything which is designated for Sukkot, so that it became, that's its focus, that's its function. Unless you made some tonight, which overrode the communal designation. So what you can do is you can eat from it and then use it after the mitzvah. Lechol mimenu. Lots is perish lechol b'yam sheni. Lots is b'yam shlishi. To also lechol kadem netila. Kadekamean simen tafresh non beis. Not really sure what the Mishnah wants over here. He's quoting a Magen Avraham. And here's the words, and then we'll see what the problem is. So you're saying the plan was the first day you can't use it because it was designated. Comes the second day, say, oh, great, Baruch Hashem, now I can use it. So let's, before we do the mitzvah, let's take a bite. So about takes a bite, use it for the mitzvah. Well, it's kosher, it doesn't bother us. Second day is fine. So 1 second, how can you take a bite before doing the mitzvah with a dollar a minute? Can't eat before a dollar a minute. So most of the case was that he came Yom Rishon and was designated. Comes to Yom Shani, it's not designated, but Maisa uses it for mitzvah. Uses for mitzvah. Now that he uses it for mitzvah, he goes and eats it. And now tomorrow he can use it as such, and on day three, he can use it as such for the mitzvah. You know, he ate from it. That's the harder case. Problem is, the Isra Achila before mitzvahs doesn't apply to fruit. So we hold fruits instead of chilas avroy. So before davening, you can't eat anything. But after you finish davening, you're about to start halal, make sure then you can eat that. Elamai, what? You can't eat a meal which you're afraid you're going to get involved in getting into a meal and forgetting about that, the rest of your mitzvahs. So you can't eat pas more than a kebeya. You can't eat mezonos more than a kebeya. But the halach is you can eat peris as much as you want. So he's going to hear the Muslim saying, well, how can you eat before the mitzvah? Must be, you're talking about eating it after the mitzvah, day two, using it for day three. You can eat an esrog. If you want to eat an esrog, you can eat it before the mitzvah. The only problem is the muksa thing, which is what we're saying over here. There's no muksa over here. We took care of all of the muksa issues. So I don't get the Morgan Rums thought process, to say the least. Okay. We don't, because you know you're not supposed to be mafsik between the two. It's not doing hafsik. You're limited to what you're allowed to eat, so you might as well just finish up davening and eat like a mensch. Now, so you can use the rest of the esrog for the purpose of the, you can eat part of the esrog and use the rest. Hanishar mem gimel. Because we're on the dafka benishtar ruba, it's only if the rabbi of the esrog is still there. The shmoy olav is still called an esrog. Olav achi lav esrog maker. After a while, it's not called an esrog anymore. It's called some citrus pieces. The esrog amarachmona v'lachatzi esrog apiskim arai mash dafila lo nishaboy elav miutoy sa gibir msheni. He seems to hold even the even that's enough. Okay. Now he doesn't mean, I guess, you know, Pshat is you have an esrog and you've bitten out of it, even though, so you still have your the esrog in a certain sense is still intact, the core is intact, whatever it is, and it's been bitten out around. If you cut the esrog into half or into thirds, that you take a third, you didn't take an esrog. That the drush is right. That's esrog v'lachatzi esrog. Now,
so you're saying if you took a third, that is a problem, or something? It's not a problem because you still have more than a third. You still have rope.
If you cut your esrog in three parts, you take one of the three parts. You didn't take an esrog. You took a third of an esrog.
Away, you're saying.
No, if you did your mitzvah in the tilas esrog
with a third of an
esrog. A third of an esrog.
Oh, yeah.
So I shook a third of an esrog. I didn't shake an esrog.
Right.
He's saying over here is I have an esrog and I bit around it. Mm-hmm. So I still have my esrog, which I bit around. Now he does add over here that the loch is, it has to be about shein nisher shir bay. It comes before le'elbas simon tov resh memches b'ayin about. This piece that you're dealing with has to be a shear. So your esrog originally was much larger. It was two or three times the shear. You've eaten a large piece out of it, but the esrog is still there and the shear is still there. So he's saying that it's kosher. Then he said, someone said because of the problem of avodas chachavim, or because asa b'achila, because it's not the min, these apply all 7 days. Shemashim avodas gelulim, we had before Sherasha Yisrael, it came from a tree which is a Jewish Asherah tree, so it doesn't have bittul, so it lost its status of having a shear. V'ayin shom matam reshapur. Or even when the esrog is mutter b'hanoa, going shal tevel, this halacha is tevel. There's no way of using tevel before your mafreshim is a mitzvah. It's called tevel, so there's no way of using tevel. You cannot destroy tevel. You cannot consume or destroy tevel. So even if you're not over the issur of a person would want to take the tevel and burn it. I didn't eat tevel. I've eaten tevel before. You're right, but you can't destroy tevel. So over here, you can't destroy your esrog. But it's mutter b'hanoa. It came in the osur b'achila posel kol shiva. The ma'aseh, the fact that you can't eat it, it's lacking in lochem. It says lekatam lochem. So lochem means it has to be. It should be usable by you. Now, interesting. The shawl, which is borrowed, is kosher on the second day. This is not, even though they both learn from lechem. So again, because Chazal are picking and choosing what they want to extend for all 7 days, because older abundance, and they felt this is more intrinsic to the esrog than that. An esrog which is osur b'achila, you cannot use it, is more of a problematic esrog than an esrog which is just borrowed. So they said this. We say this is called there's something wrong with the esrog. So that's all 7 days. Nothing wrong with the esrog. It's just not yours. You borrowed it. Okay, that will be mounted after the first day. Koshkin esrog shal orla, shal truma tameya. These are also b'hanoa and b'achila. Those are for sure. No, I'm only straight for the pasul kol shiva. Those are definitely going to be pasul. Now, orla's chutz lords. Orla's chutz lords has a fascinating din meter, right? So the din of orla's chutz lords, the din of orla's in Eretz Yisrael.
Rosh Chutz La'aretz, the lacha is, if you don't know, you don't have to worry about it. Like most Ritzes, you can say, listen, you know, there might be Isser. Okay, well, I don't know, it's okay. It might be Chazer, but I don't know. So you don't say that. You say something through the sake of the Reis of the Chumra. Or the Chutz La'aretz, that's not the rule. The rule is, if you do not tivare that, it's Orla, it's Mutter. So it says, Orla Chutz La'aretz, Kosher Philip your mission. That's acceptable even the first day. Fine. Says the argument for that is right. The problem here has to be Royal Achila. So it is Royal Achila. Because the lacha is, even if I know what it is, I can give it to you because you don't know what it is. So I can make it be eaten. Okay. Esek shel demai is kosher because demai has the many heterim, even the more says a swore, a person can make it roy by being mafkers in the chasim, he's allowed to eat demai. Esek shel nesem machmas blia sisser. The esek absorbed isser. So there's nothing wrong with the esek per se. The esek is like a container. It's holding isser inside of it. So the problem is not the esek. The problem is the isser inside. For example, gunchanofa mixos of the seich chelav resech. You have a wild case. You had boiling tallow, which you're making candles out of. And your esek was on the shelf, fell into the boiling tallow. So it absorbed some of the chelav. Chelav is the rice that eat. So, but that, I could argue this, and the esek really is still a valid esek. The mice, you can't eat it because of a outside issue. But we're saying, no, being able to eat it is an intrinsic part of in the mitzvah. So therefore, we're going to say, so once you get past the first day, the reality is it's not really, it itself is not the issue. Our whole idea is, except issurim, which are problematic in the item itself, those apply all 7 days. It's not really a problem in the item itself. The item itself is really a kosher esrog. You prepare the lish, you may not eat it. Because there's isser riding on it, as it were. So it's like, you know, you can't separate the horse from the rider from the horse, so you can't eat the combination. But there's nothing wrong with the horse, Batson. Shein haminim, things which are not considered the minim, therefore that's the problem. If you're going hadash shreita, simtar fish vav, tzafsafav, simtar fish zayim, esrog amurkav. So we have these different things which are not really the correct hadasa, the correct arava, the correct esrog. Those are all 7 days. They have to have the right shear. Chser mashir, after mavur liel, but the chaser kasher b'shar yami. Kamokam sarach shishar b'cholechik shishur. The fact that it's not a sholem, it's missing part of itself, doesn't bother me. But the amount, there's a minimum amount of how large it has to be. And he said, Chazazis is Peselas Kol Shibas Hayomim. Chazazis is all 7 days. So the Mishabura, Peselas El Rak, the Dasa Machirim, but Hadar Kol Shiva. Because the reason why we say that, because since Chazazis is Ramah Hadar, Hadar is all 7 days. So the Ramah, who says this question for the Raj, so he says all 7 days. Abba Dasa Machavish and Hittiklash and Arambam, Gabba Hadar and Apostle El Biyamish and Bobad, Hadar is only the first day. But the Ramah really should have said on this statement of Chazazis, some say, because the Machavish disagrees. El Shekhen Dar can become a Makamis. Sometimes he doesn't say that. He must have costed with a godly Ella, Abu Yavish, a number of Shapostle called Shiva, Ugam Ken, Ozla Shitosa, Shamach, Bahadur called Shiva, Abu Das Machabra, Shetel Shanram, Gamma Yavish, a number and a place that'll be your mission. Bavat. The fact, if it's Yavish, it's a problem of Bahadur. If it's a number, it's multicolored, so it's also a problem of Bahadur. According to the Ramah, that'll be all 7 days. According to the Machabra, it's only one day. Because this is a problem called Shibas Yomim, Memtes, Rishas Chak, Yeshis, Mechol Hakel, because this is Bisha Yomim, Kimish, Bisha Yomim, Ein Chiyub, Natilim, Rabbonin. You may say, Mechon the Rambam. Fine. Then he said, in Nun, so the reason you take Mishani, but you don't make a brach on them. Lema Varchinan. They say it's Paiskim, the human honor oisim Mishum Sveka, the Yarmi. So the Yarm Shani of the. Now let's not run through this. Let's hold it here. So holding by Sivkat and Nun. And we're still holding by Sip. Well,
what's the Rezin?